People in Britain have been gripped all week by the riots and their aftermath, and that includes a young Syrian playwright. He arrived in London from Damascus on Sunday, just as the violence was starting to spread. Mohammed Al-Attar traveled to the British capital to premiere a short play about the protests in his own country, Syria, but he couldn't avoid getting swept up in the debate about the unrest in England. The Royal's Laura Lynch met up with the playwright hours before the curtain went up at the Royal Court Theatre in London.
The coffee shop in the basement of the Royal Court Theatre is just opening up for the day. The first cappuccinos are being brewed. Mohammed Al-Attar settles into a seat near the back. He may have arrived here with Syria on his mind, but when he saw what was happening on London streets, especially in the East End, Al-Attar was shocked.
I love East London. I'm really attached emotionally to East London.
The playwright lived here last year, studying for his master's degree and working with the disadvantaged in some of the same neighborhoods hit by violence. Al-Attar has been dismayed by the reaction of his friends here. He says they refuse to consider the underlying problems he saw, discrimination and a lack of opportunity.
You have to condemn the criminal actions. There's nothing to justify to burn stores and to steal things. Never. But also, I think you cannot be that superficial in dealing with and condemning this.
Al-Attar is hesitant to draw parallels with Syria, though he thinks in both cases people are challenging existing class and social structures. Instead, it's easier for him to talk about his new play, even if he admits it wasn't easy to write.
It was a tough task for many, many reasons, actually, to write about something is happening right now at the moment. So I wrote many drafts.
It's called Online. It follows the conversation between young Syrians as they live through 1 week of the uprising, all of it by email. Here, Sharif writes to his girlfriend Salma, who is studying in Paris, just after returning from a street protest in Damascus.
Where are you? I need to speak to you. I don't have any credit, so I can't call you, and the internet here is so shit that I hardly get online. I'm ashamed at what I've done. It makes me sick. I saw my friends getting beaten up right in front of me and I couldn't do anything about it. I didn't say anything. I didn't make a sound. All the words inside me just dried up. People in the street were standing...
I just got your email. I wanted to call you, but I realised you'd be asleep. I've been so worried about you and I can't stop thinking about Samir and Shadi and Reem. I keep on going onto Samir's Facebook page.
For Al-Attar, the play was a chance to reveal the details of the lives of the young people caught up in the tension of the times. It also reflects his own feelings every time he steps out the door to protest, especially since several of his friends have disappeared into Syrian jails.
Fear is still there. When you are in the street, you are, of course, not comfortable. You have to get killed. So it's not an easy decision, but also it's a big relief. You feel that, okay, I'm doing a huge step towards breaking this fear barrier inside me, which is, I think, it's still the biggest obstacle for everybody.
How are you? This isn't easy. I'm really having to force myself to write to you. I still don't understand why you didn't pick up when I called, and why you didn't even try to get hold of me when I was tearing my hair out, desperate to find out what was happening to you all. I'm really not happy.
I don't know what to say to you about being optimistic or pessimistic. I want to say that everything would be okay soon, but I can't say that. What I do know is that you've just got to decide to be optimistic at the moment.
Al-Attar is similarly optimistic, believing that even if it takes a long time, those in Syria fighting for democracy will win. Right now, though, he says there's no chance his play could be seen in Syria. But he says that's all right, because the greatest drama in his country is the one he's witnessing now.
People are creating wonderful stories every day on the street, and we can see it through YouTube, through TV. These stories are much, much, much stronger than any play or any movie, really. Art is a very important tool. I'm a great believer in rule of art in the most difficult contexts and situations. But people, the courage they show on the street is the great lesson. And it's much stronger than any fictional work you can present.
For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.